Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Olivia Dorothy with American Rivers. The Upper Mississippi River Restoration Program is responsible for many habitat restoration projects on the Mississippi River. At Andalusia Refuge, just upstream from Muscatine, the program created 130 acres of shallow water habitat for waterfowl and fur bearers. At Princeton Refuge in Scott County, the program created 3 marshes and planted mast trees to provide food for waterfowl. And the program is currently working to restore wetland functions on Steamboat Island, just upstream of the Quad Cities. Over the life of the Upper Mississippi River Restoration Program, more than 102,000 acres of aquatic and floodplain habitat has been restored in the Mississippi River between Cairo and St. Paul. The program is administered by the Corps of Engineers in partnership with the U.S. Geological Survey, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, state natural resource agencies, and other federal and non-federal partners. And these partnerships are critical to accomplishing habitat restoration on the Mississippi River. But because of complex land ownership on the Mississippi River, legal agreements must be struck between the Corps and other partners to get the work done. These agreements are often between the state where the project is located and the federal government. But within the last few years, the Corps has changed the agreement language in a way that violates some state constitutions and makes it near impossible to execute new habitat restoration projects. The recent changes make the non-federal partner fully liable for all damages resulting from planning, design, construction, operations, and maintenance of the project, even if the damages were caused by the Corps of Engineers. Another recent change requires the non-federal partner to pay to operate and maintain the project in perpetuity, even if the project is designed to only last 50 years. Both of these requirements violate state constitutions and laws, and these contracting problems between the Corps of Engineers and non-federal sponsors, especially the states, threatens to derail the ecosystem restoration activities on the Mississippi River. Congress is currently considering the next Water Resources Development Act, and many groups, including American Rivers, are pushing members to include language requiring the Corps to develop contract language for ecosystem restoration projects that complies with state laws and constitutions. I hope Congress listens and we're able to avoid a major disruption to the popular and successful Upper Mississippi River Restoration Program.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.